everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we take you to Chico Theater Company to hear from the director and cast of CTC's current production, the hit musical, Chicago. The beer is cold, the piano's hot, and the jazzy songs and sexy dance tell the story of celebrity murderesses in the 1920s.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning, although I know it isn't so.
But it's a very nice, very, very nice,
very, very nice, very nice beginning.
And then we take you to Old City Hall in Reading, where Axiom Repertory Theater is presenting its current production. We'll talk with the director and cast from the Tony Award-winning musical, in which adult performers play sixth graders engaged in a high-pressure competition, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
Thursday, the Weaverville Community Band and Chorus presents its Summer Pops Concert. Enjoy the music starting at 7 o'clock in the meadow by Weaverville's Highland Arts Center. At Reading's Cascade Theater, Rock of Ages, a story musical and rock concert rolled into one, featuring music from the 80s. Final performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. This show contains mature content. At Anderson's River Park tomorrow, the Singing the Blues Festival, presented by the Blues Society. It's an 8-hour, 5-band concert headlined by Sean Holt and the Teardrops. Gates open at 11, and the music starts at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow's your final day to see the Orland Art Center's exhibit, Life View, Personal Perspectives. Paintings by Janet Flanagan and Nancy Sackett express a genuine appreciation for the inherent beauty of animals and nature. Center hours tomorrow, 1 to 6. In Chico, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute presents Midsummer Mischief, 7 one-acts by local playwrights. All the plays are comedies, some laugh-out-loud funny, others more gentle, with well-developed characters. See the septet of plays tonight or tomorrow, beginning at 7:30, or at the Sunday matinee, starting at 2. The venue is the Center for Spiritual Living, 14 Hillary Lane, in Chico. In Chico's downtown plaza this evening, the Friday night concert presents The Eclectics, a blend of rock and roll, blues, country, and jazz. The music starts at 7 o'clock. At the Norton Buffalo Hall in Paradise, Moody Little Sister, this folk rock duo from Portland, starts the concert at 7 o'clock. Paradise's Theater on the Ridge ends its run of Outside Mullingar, a romantic comedy set in rural Ireland. Performances tonight and tomorrow start at 7:30, and the final performance Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. In a few moments, we'll be talking about Chicago, one of the most famous shows created by director and choreographer Bob Fosse, whose birthday is today. For Fosse, the time to sing is when your emotional level is just too high to speak anymore, and the time to dance is when your emotions are just too strong to only sing about how you feel.
I'm at Chico Theater Company. Their current production is the musical Chicago. And I have here the director and choreographer, Bo Cash. This is a very complex show, a lot of technical razzle-dazzle. Was it a big challenge for you to do all of this stuff with so much production value?
It definitely is always a challenge to give great production value when you want to incorporate lights and the set movement and the costumes and the dance. When you get a chance to actually do it yourself and prepare for it, it makes it a lot easier of a process so that the choreography can match the lights and it can match the set movement. And I've thoroughly enjoyed taking on the challenge to put this on stage with this kind of production value.
Is this the first musical that's this complex that you've directed?
This is actually the first musical I've ever directed. I've helped many other people choreograph their shows and helped with some direction, but being at the full helm was a first time for me, and I just have loved every minute with this show.
How would you describe the essence of this show and what drew you to it from the beginning?
The essence of this show is the dance, the Fosse-inspired jazz feel to it.
And I have here Sydney Taylor, who plays the central character, Roxy Hart. Describe your character.
I've always thought of Roxy as a sociopath. She's able to manipulate everything for her own gain. She murders, she laughs about it, she controls the entire situation, and has absolutely no guilt or remorse.
Seems like there's several layers of Roxy, depending on what situation she has to play. She's playing roles to be able to get what she wants.
Most definitely. I am a different person in front of Amos when I'm trying to control him. I'm a different person in the courtroom scene at the end where I'm trying to manipulate the jury. I'm trying to make them love me. I'm trying to make them feel really, really sorry for me. And then the real Roxy, the evil Roxy, comes out at the very end.
You know, this musical was originally written and performed on Broadway in the 1970s, but it didn't really become the longest running show till the revival in the 1990s. I kind of think the original production was ahead of its time because it was before the idea of the celebrity murderer, or like the O.J. Simpson trial and everything. Do you feel that this show was ahead of its time?
Yes. The characters were based on real people, taking a parody of an actual story of these celebrity criminals. However, the criminal celebrity has become such an appalling trend nowadays. We play that up with this show for sure.
Did you do more of a combination of singing, dancing, and acting than you have in any other production?
Yes. My favorite thing has been being able to dance. I have been in quite a few productions where I was the one comedic character that didn't dance in an entire dancing musical.
Well, it's a very jazzy and dancey musical, of course, because it was originally directed and choreographed by Bob Fosse.
It definitely took research to understand exactly what Bob Fosse was about. Using sexuality as art was something I needed to understand to truly be able to play this role.
You have a kind of a complex relationship with the audience because it's very underlined that this is a vaudeville show. The whole tone is razzle-dazzle to get these murderesses off and not to be punished by society. So how did you play that double tone?
We have to think of it as almost two different productions. You have reality, where Roxy is a person, and you have the alternate reality where she's in a vaudeville show.
And now we have Jennifer Davis. She plays Velma Kelly. Describe your character.
Velma is a combination of Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, Britney Spears after she shaved her head. She is a woman on top of the world who thought she could get away with everything, but is paying the consequences and trying very hard to avoid reality. there is the idea of being a survivor, taking no prisoners, taking care of every avenue to get what you need. And I think anyone who considers themselves a survivor has had that experience.
What's your favorite number of all these great numbers from this show?
My favorite song to perform is Class, a number with Matron Mama Morton, where we get to be very crass while mourning the days of Class long by.
How did you get into playing that cynicism beneath the surface of all these songs?
I am a jaded by life lady. I think that this character was so much about playing myself with better lingerie and makeup. It was just a lot of fun.
How was it for you to get into the sharp movement? Because there's all that Fosse-esque choreography.
That was my favorite part of participating in this collaboration. I'm a classically trained ballet dancer. And so give me a 5, 6, 7, 8 and I can razzle-dazzle it.
And now I'm here with Asia Sharaga. She plays Matron Mama Morton.
She's the ruler of her castle, which is her prison. Mama's very unapologetic. She's very self-centered. I mean, she's all about her. Getting ready for this role with music director Tamara, she had to really work with me on how to make my voice deeper. Mama's supposed to be older, so we worked on making my voice sound older, getting those growls in there.
When you come out and seize the stage with your opening number, when you're good to Mama, does that feel good to do that?
Oh, absolutely. The way I see it, this is like a perfect description of how she sees herself as this gorgeous, buxom, vaudeville woman, just totally working the crowd, just like she works all the girls in her prison. I love Chicago, and that song's one of my favorite songs that's ever in any musical. I have a blast every night I do it.
Now we're talking with Christopher Sullivan, who plays Amos Hart. Well, tell us about your character.
He's very innocent and kind-hearted, hardworking, and he just tries so hard to get people to like him. And people just walk all over him, yet he just seems to be happy to have them notice him for those tiny moments.
Well, I've seen you on stage at Chico Theater Company before a couple of times. You were playing Shrek, which was a very dominant, in charge kind of character. What's it like going to the other end of the spectrum and becoming the least noticeable character to the rest of the people on stage?
Well, I definitely had to draw back to try to get that softer feel to the character. I tend to be a soft-spoken person in general, so I felt more akin to Amos than I did to a boisterous Shrek.
And now I'm here with Alan Lundy, who plays the lawyer, Billy Flynn.
This is a super fun character. The hucksterism of him is what I really like. He's a lawyer, and he pretends that he's a really good lawyer, but he's in a situation which it's really hard for him to lose. So the hucksterism part of it is having these women think that he could lose or that they could lose the case. I did some research on this. It's an absolute fact that there were all these murders that happened in Chicago in the 20s. There were women doing them. They were all male juries, and all these men had just come out of the Victorian era. Their vision of women did not allow them to conceive that women could do things from an evil motive. They figured if a woman murdered a man, they had to have done it for a reason. And so when you looked at the actual history, women did not get convicted of murder in Chicago in the 20s. I sort of played Billy as a guy who figured this out and figured he could make money off of this, and there wasn't much risk to it, because chances are these women were not going to get convicted anyway.
Talk about that song and dance style that you have, especially in a number like Give 'Em the Old Razzle Dazzle. Is it fun to do that vaudevillian style?
It's a lot of fun. I have to say this. I think I am lucky because I have a lot of very talented dancers around me. And I can just kind of move around within them and kind of like, oh, I'm moving. It's kind of dance-like, but look at all these cool dancers around me. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so some of my earlier dance moves, I can't even do them anymore. But yeah, it's fun to do a little soft shoey stuff. The music in the show is a throwback to that kind of music hall style. I often say at the end of the second act, I think there's just too much entertainment in the show. I think we're exhausting people with entertainment.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz.
The musical Chicago is on stage at Chico Theater Company tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. And Sunday at 2. Then it continues for a final weekend through July 2nd.
Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz. Skidoo. And all that jazz.
Hacha.
Woogie. And all that jazz. Just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz.
Listen, your husband ain't home, is he?
No, her husband is not at home.
Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose. Right up here is where I store the juice.
And all that jazz.
Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet your lucky Lindy never flew so high. 'Cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all that jazz?
Oh, you're gonna see a shimmy, shimmy.
Miss Peretti, please spell syzygy.
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Syzygy?
We have a winner!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
my parents keep on telling me. Just being here is winning, although I...
Now let's join our Reading correspondent, Kelly. He's at Reading's Old City Hall, where Axiom Repertory Theater is staging its current production.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
I'm Kelly Frost here at the Old City Hall with director John Truitt. The latest Axiom play is called
25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's a Tony Award-winning script. It's got a stellar cast.
Give me a little bit of a synopsis.
It's a spelling bee. A bunch of tweens are competing in it, and it's all about their foibles, all about the adults in their lives, and it's about winning and losing. I think people are going to be impressed with how well this cast meshes. I mean, the sound, the acting, everything just completely comes together in an overall evening of entertainment.
Tell me your name and then tell me the character that you play.
My name's Nick Brown and I play William Barfay. A bit of a nerd, but also kind of a bully.
How old is he supposed to be?
Oh, I think 12.
And how is that playing a 12-year-old?
Not difficult. Kind of a child myself, you know. It's just fun. It's fun.
Tell me what it's like working with John doing this production.
John has just been so game for the silliness of the show. It's been an honor to work with him and this cast.
My name is Elizabeth Fitzgerald, and I am playing one of the adults in the show, Rona Lisa Peretti.
You say you're playing an adult. What's that like with adults that are supposed to be playing children?
You know, it's actually not that difficult. They're playing kids, so I'm not playing with adults. I'm playing with children. I do that on a daily basis just in my own personal life. It's kind of like just another day in Elizabeth's life.
You're from Mount Shasta.
I am from Mount Shasta in Siskiyou County, so I've been making a long trek down here just to play with all these fantastic people.
What motivated you to want to drive to Reading to do this every day?
I wanted to be in an Axiom production. I had seen a couple, and they were phenomenal. It's kind of a long drive, but I came down, and they offered me the role, and I was like, okay, I think this is a sign. I should probably do this, so here I am.
My name is Mark Amaker. I play Chip Tolentino, and I am also the music director for the show.
Tell me about Chip.
Chip, he was the one who won the previous year, so he's got quite an ego on him, and so he takes it out on the rest of them.
Tell me about being the music director.
This show has been a lot of fun because everyone is able to pick up the music easily, so we've been able to just play with characters a whole lot as opposed to work on music.
You told me just now that your character won the spelling bee the previous year?
Yes, he did.
What was the winning word that he spelled?
Oh, jeez. Omphaloskepsis.
Can you spell that and tell me what it means?
Omphaloskepsis. I have no idea what it means.
I'm Cassie Wise, and I play Olive Ostrovsky. Olive is the shy outcast of the group. She has kind of absent parents. Her mother's in India on a spiritual quest, and her dad is always working. So she fends for herself, shows up to the bee via bus, and fights her way through to get to the top and kind of comes out of her shell.
Tell me your name.
Sarah Rowe, and I play Logan Swartz and Grubinier.
Can you say that again?
Swartz and Grubinier.
Wow.
Big long word.
Yeah.
She's the youngest competitor, and so she kind of just spends the whole bee trying to prove herself equal. She has to fight a bit for it, but she really tries to just prove herself to everyone. She has some pretty domineering dads that are telling her what to do the whole time, and she kind of has to overcome that.
Did you say dads?
Yeah, she has two gay dads.
Being the youngest member of this production where they're all trying to play people who are younger than they actually are, what is that like?
I don't know. I feel like I kind of get a sense of how they were when they were younger. These old farts. But no, it's been really fun. It's been really different to work with a whole cast of adults. I've never really done that before.
My name is Keisha Wilkins, and my character is named Marcy Park. She's a transfer student, so she came from Virginia. She has a bit of a superiority complex. She's very accomplished and multi-talented.
I also understand you do the costumes. Tell me what that's like.
It's a little bit of back and forth with John, like, hey, I have this idea. And he either says, great, go for it, or he says, no. But what we're going for are just bright colors, summer colors, things 12-year-old kids would wear.
My name's Greg Brown, and my character's name is Doug Panch.
He's a vice principal of a local junior high school. He's filling in for the regular word presenter who has fallen ill. Mr. Panch is a bit of a loose cannon. He enjoys being around the kids, but they irritate him, I think. And he has a little bit of a crush on Miss Peretti, so that makes it interesting.
What's it like being the seasoned member of the cast here?
Everybody is like a family. They welcome you with open arms, and it's been great.
I'm Keith Rose, and I am playing Mitch Mahoney, the comfort counselor.
The comfort counselor?
I give comfort to the eliminated spellers when they are eliminated. I give them hugs and a juice box, and I send them on their way.
I guess it works.
My name is Cole Cassell, and I play Leif Coneybear.
And before I ask you about the attire, tell me about your character.
He's kind of a little weirdo. He comes from a very large family, 8 siblings. I'm the youngest of those many siblings. No one's really nice to me in that family. They all kind of just shoo me away. They call me stupid.
Are they going to come to the spelling bee?
Yeah, my entire family is at the spelling bee sitting up there, and they kind of yell at me a little bit. But I'm a happy little kid.
Tell me about what you're wearing here. You have a blue cape on, and it looks like a bike helmet.
Yeah. I make my own clothes, so I decided that I would wear a cape to this, and then my mom made me wear the helmet to be protective.
What is the purpose of the, because, I mean, are you afraid someone's going to hit you in the head?
You know, it's not really a me decision. My mom is like, wear the helmet, and so I have to wear it to the spelling bee.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, we grew up on denial.
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's the musical produced by Axiom Repertory Theater, and it's at Old City Hall in Reading. It plays tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, and Sunday at 2. And then it continues next weekend through July 2nd.
25th annual.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program in its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.